met our Sexla fantasy validation addict. I was grateful when Rose asked me to share my story. I came into SLA for the first time about 9.5 years ago. And I stayed for about 6 months ghosting sponsors and doing a lot of newcomer stuff that I've grown to understand as a sponsor people and am sponsored myself when I feel like I don't want to do my work and avoid the reality of, you know, the recovery is what you put into it. So I was in for about 6 months, and then I left to go to another S fellowship that was more tied to my wife at the time being an Essanon. And so I went to a fellowship called SPAA, which basically is a focus on consistent bottom lines. Everyone has the same ones. No sex outside a committed relationship, no porn, and no masturbation. So those were my bottom lines for a long time. And I still haven't looked at porn in almost 9 years, which is like a fucking miracle. And I'm grateful because there's no draw there. It's I'm still addicted to food. I'm still addicted to validation and love and fantasy for sure. But every day I work on that by making outreach, by sponsoring, by being sponsored, and really just trying to stay connected to my higher power. I normally don't make notes or anything, but I thought I'd try something a little bit different today. And so just kind of like I may have some just little things that I touch on. The first thing that I started thinking about was this is my recovery, but it's God's plan. Like my plan, you know, wrecked most of my life. It really did a lot of damage. Marriages are mutual things. So I'm not going to say that I alone caused the end of my marriage, but I know that my addiction certainly didn't make it better, and it certainly made it much, much worse in many ways. Being dishonest, being avoidant, and also feeling like I was a victim when I was victimizing. And that's something that I learned from another fellow here that sponsored me when I came back in October when I had like hit a wall and realized I need more than just focus on pornography and masturbation. I need to focus on my validation and my love addiction that I had forgotten about or I just didn't prioritize. And it's certainly awareness comes first, and then getting to work on the character defects, right? And so, like, when it comes to what I need to do every single day, even when I forget, is I have to ask, what is going to make Matt okay? What's going to make Matt healthy? Because otherwise, the addicted part of me will find the things that are not good for me and use the hell out of them. So most of my life was fear-based thinking. Everything was based on fear. It was a fear of other people, fear of economic insecurity, all the things that you hear in the SLA and the AA big book texts is I was afraid of everyone, right? I was sexually abused when I was a kid and betrayed by my mom when I told her about it. And I had access to pornography at a really young age. And so that's kind of part of my recipe that made me want to use those things to escape. I used to always think, I'm such a nice guy, I'm such a good guy, I grew up with, you know, a very matriarchal family, and so I had a lot of respect and reverence for women in my life. But I also objectified, right? And so I have to get out of my way and stop pretending to be perfect, stop expecting other people to be perfect, and the trying to make myself feel perfect or appear perfect and performative is a big part of what I work on today. I have worked a lot of resentments around people, my family, my mom and dad especially. I've come to realize that holding on to that stuff is just me drinking the poison, expecting them to get sick. I've heard that many times. So I choose not to do that. One day at a time, or if I can't handle that amount of time, one moment at a time, because sometimes that's how serious it gets between me and acting out. So I've always had like really unhealthy attachment. My mom was a rageaholic, and my dad was not around a lot, so I didn't really know kind of what to expect from people. Fortunately, I had a grandmother who was fucking amazing. She was the parent I didn't have. And so I've always admired her and respected her, and She grew up during the Depression, so thanks, I hear that. So we were almost exactly 50 years age difference, and she would tell me about these stories about, you know, selling papers on the street in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and begging at soup kitchens. So I had a lot of fear of food insecurity when I grew up. And so when I was a kid, I was super hyperactive, and I was running all the time. I was constantly in motion. And so those calories got burned off. But as I got older, I didn't. And so that affected my self-esteem, my self-worth. And that's something I continue to work on today, is being okay with the body I'm in. And when I'm not, then I will go and act out with food or you know, fantasy or validation, seeking validation, things like that. So again, one day at a time, I don't have to do that. One of the things I didn't have a lot of in my life was gratitude. I know that working the 12 steps and being in a fellowship has given me a ton of gifts. But I already had a bunch of gifts. I just didn't recognize them. I'm a father to this amazing kid who's almost 12. Fucking, that's like one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me. I have good people in my life, but I chose to avoid people. I chose to check out and not recognize how many amazing gifts I already had. But now that I'm in a program, I see those ones and then I get all the other ones. I get to see people who are working and trying to get better. And like for me, being in a 12-step program is like the training ground for me to be okay with myself and to get to know other people and know that I'm not going to die if I share who I am. I'm not going to go insane if I tell people what I think. And so being the opposite of that sort of jello mold of whatever people wanted me to be and actually be who I am, that's a game changer, right? For me, to not live in that. And I know that's because I pray to a higher power, I meditate, and I take care of myself. I just have to share, the person that I came back in and started getting sponsored by was a guy named Steve, who I don't see here, but he and many other fellows that are in this room helped me get back on my feet and not, as I've heard Steve say, decorate when you fall in the ditch. And I'm like, that's it. I would decorate when I fall in the ditch. So today I can hug my mom without hating her. I can show up for my kid who is transitioning right now. And so shifting from she, her, to they, them, to he, him, is something that I'm really grateful that my kid can talk about. That's huge. That's all I want to do is support that kid. Thanks, you. I have 2 minutes. Take care of myself and take care of my kid, and hopefully find a relationship that is healthy, compatible, and overall kind, right? I want to be able to give kindness. I want to be able to give support. That is amazing for me to not be worrying about myself. And, you know, for me, that's the difference, is like worrying about myself in an unhealthy way and giving myself those unhealthy patterns versus the self-care side of things, which same calories, I'm just using them in a different way. I'm using them with self-respect and acknowledging that, you know, I'm just another whether you sit bozo on the bus or child of God or whatever it takes for you to feel okay, take it. Because that's what I'm trying to do every day, and be kind to myself and just be a decent human being. And I'm able to do that today. So that's my share. Thanks.